Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Morehart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Ruether. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dutch Ruether. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler bunts towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Hunfield moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruether covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Hunfield moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Combs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Falk moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber bunts towards the mound. Ruether fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Krause moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Krause scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 0-for-1 in the game. Morehart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morehart. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Morehart steals second. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Morehart moves to third. Dutch Ruether is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruether is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruether takes first base on ball 4. Grabowski moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Combs reaches second base with a double. Morehart scores. Grabowski scores. Ruether moves to third. It's 5-4, Yankees. Joe Dugan pinch hits for Mark Koenig. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan now playing third base. Tony Lazzari now playing shortstop. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. We'll see more now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barrett moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Morehart applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clancy bunts for an out. Hunfield moves to third. Clancy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morehart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grabowski hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-3 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ward bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to second. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Calm moves to third. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hunfield bunts in front of the plate. Grabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Moore scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Metzler is chasing the ball. Lazzari rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morehart takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grabowski takes first base on ball 4. Morehart moves to second. Julie Wera pinch runs for Johnny Grabowski. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Wilsey Moore. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal strikes out. There goes Wera. The throw from Kraus to second, and Wera is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Joe Gard now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Collins and he is out, Morehart applying the tag. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kraus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraus. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Kraus steals second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Kraus scores. It's 11-6, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Faber moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 11-7, White Sox. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. It's 11-9, White Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 11, Yankees, 11. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morehart takes first base on ball 4. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Musel pinch hits for Joe Jard. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Miles Thomas now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morehart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 11. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 11. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Yankees 11. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Durst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Durst reaches third base with a triple. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Lazzari is walked intentionally. Ray Morehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morehart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Morehart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durst scores. Lazzari moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 11. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.